마지막 춤을 더 가져가 눈빛 땀눈 물 내 차가운 숨을 더 가져가 원해 난 네 맘이
Chapter 5. Peachit buys plane tickets to visit Yuri and Victor before the Four Continents. Knowing whatever way it goes, he'll want some time to catch up with his friends after. Yuri's been threatening to retire again, but this time Peachit thinks he might actually mean it. Peachit wouldn't mind Yuri's listening ear about his own future. In the past few months, he's found himself nostalgically wishing for their time together in college. When Peachit could talk to Yuri, sharing the 3 a.m. darkness with ideas of the future. It hasn't all gone like Peachit might have planned, but it's been good. He's won his first Grand Prix, and now he's won the Four Continents. There's an ember of hope he's trying not to fan too much, that he might make it a hat trick and take worlds. That would be a good season to go out on. Impressive, too, since he's been distracted between competitions with endless calls to ice rinks around Thailand and board meetings about his new project. There's still at least a year, probably more, away from opening Peachit's ice review, but the ball is definitely rolling, and Peachit has a growing certainty that he's not going to be able to keep up with it and keep his skating career. The ice review, in turn, isn't shaping up exactly like his impassioned imaginings, but the reality of it is better, even if Peachit is fairly certain his hamster hats are going to be negated. But Peachit isn't comfortable just letting the decision happen to him. He won't have his future taken out of his hands by his own inability to juggle all the pieces in his life. Yuri has always been better at the really big picture. He is occasionally over-anxious or worried about the big picture, but he's practical about it when it's not directly about himself. Yuri greets Peachit at baggage claim with a warm hug. How was your flight? Not too bad. We had 3 hours of turbulence where I couldn't get up to pee, but the plane didn't crash.
Peachit, that's a remarkably low bar.
Just get me somewhere I can lie down and take some acetaminophen.
Aye,
Yuri answers with a fake salute, leading out to the car park. They talk idly on the drive home. Peachit still feels dried out from the plane, both mentally and physically, so he's sore-eyed and a bit slow on the uptake. Yuri asks him about his hamsters. That's an easy enough topic. They're not the same three from college, but Peachit loves them just as much. Chris said he'd take care of them.
Chris is at your place?
Yuri's eyes flick over to him.
I thought he just visited you for the new year.
Peachit shrugs. He kind of hasn't left yet.
Peachit, it's been 2 months. How is this the first time I'm hearing about it?
Well, you basically go AWOL when Victor's competing. Peachit ticks off reasons on his fingers. So that explains the fact that I didn't hear from you for the second half of January. And then we were both preparing for the Four Continents, and I've been juggling my not-actually-so side project, so... Don't Victor and Chris talk every couple of weeks?
Yuri sighs. He probably thinks you already told me. Okay, cool. Chris is what, living on your couch?
In my bed, actually. Yuri's head whips around so fast, Peachit is momentarily worried they're about to die in a swerving fiery death. The road, Yuri! Peachit yelps. What? Yuri demands. Oh, not like that. Or not quite what you're thinking of. We're not having sex.
Obviously,
Yuri says, and makes a sweeping gesture that encompasses all of Peachit as a given. It's kind of sweet, actually.
I wasn't thinking that.
What were you thinking?
Well, it's kind of a leap between being comfortable with Victor and I inviting him in as a third while you're having a long-distance romance thing or whatever with him, to him living in your house and sleeping in your bed. Clearly things have changed since we last talked about you and Chris and your...
Yuri circles an inarticulate hand. Relationship? You can call it a relationship. And now it's a relationship.
I don't know that all that much has actually changed. Peachy shrugs. Yuri signals off the main road, turning down quiet residential streets. Chris is figuring out what he wants to do now he's retired. After he had his cat flown over, there wasn't really any reason for him to go home, if he isn't training at his home rink. He flew his cat over? Yuri's voice is probably more strained than necessary. Given that your husband showed up naked in your hot spring with his dog, I don't think you have any leg to stand on. I'm not objecting, Yuri quickly hedges. I'm just trying to make sure I'm clear about the facts. He rolls down his window to tap a card that lets them through the scrolling gate into the condo's parking garage. Yuri takes a deep breath. Are you happy, Peachy? Yeah, in general and with Chris. Yuri sighs. All right, well, that's good. We're here. Yuri helps Peachy with his bags and then slumps back against the wall of the elevator. What does Chris do all day? Yuri asks. Well, I think he's learning Thai, and he goes exploring. He's possibly collecting cute frog decorations, because there are a lot of those in my living room now. Also, he's got a boyfriend. Your life is so much more dramatic than mine. I doubt that, Peachy grins. The guy is really cool, actually. He came over for dinner just before I had to fly out for the four continents. He's German, an English teacher. Funny, speaks fluent Thai, super hot, too. You should see them together. Peachy fans himself, and Yuri breaks down laughing. Yuri's only wheezing lightly by the time the elevator dings their floor. Yuri invites Peachy to make himself at home, so Peachy does, unpacking his suitcase into the guest bedroom drawers, and then poking around the rest of the apartment. There isn't a whole lot up on the walls, but Peachy supposes Yuri has less need to plaster Viktor Nikiforov's face over everything when he's living with the man himself. There's a photo of the two of them with Makachin, framed on the end table at the far end of the hall by Peachy's room. There's a framed art photo of a waterfall. The plate for a light switch in the guest bath is painted with tropical fish. A bit of whimsy Peachy can't assign a name to. Maybe the bathroom came this way? The living room has a widescreen TV, a glass cabinet that might have been used to showcase china if it weren't full of metals, a mess of game console and wires shoved against the wall beneath the widescreen, a bookcase of games, two more substantial bookcases of books, mainly in Russian, a coffee table, one armchair, a long L-shaped sofa that looks invitingly soft, a well-loved dog bed, and one of those fake grass and fire hydrant things that Peachy thought only actually existed in in-flight magazines. The living room extends into a dining room behind the couch, one large, high-gloss wood table, and set of four chairs. Behind it, sliding glass doors show a gray concrete deck with metal railings, two lounge chairs, and a small barbecue. Peachy hasn't spotted Yuri or Viktor yet, and the door to their room was open. Peachy had poked his head inside briefly, so he turns the corner from the dining room into the kitchen. Viktor is working on something at the counter, Yuri's arms wrapped around his waist as Yuri whispers something into his ear. Hi, Peachy greets brightly. They both startle slightly, but neither of them look guilty as they turn to Peachy. What are you making? It's partway through dinner and in the middle of another conversation when Yuri blurts out, But won't the cat eat the hamsters? Viktor looks totally flummoxed, but is unsurprised when Peachy explains that when he takes the hamsters out, the cat gets locked in the bedroom. Their terrarium is on a high shelf in Peachy's office, which the cat isn't ever allowed in, and never the twain shall meet. Chris really likes them, actually. Oh, that's okay then. Yuri looks mollified before turning to Viktor. Sorry, I interrupted. What were you saying? Viktor falls asleep on Yuri's shoulder on the couch. Peachy had claimed the armchair. He kind of wishes now that he'd taken Yuri's other side, but he isn't going to make Yuri jostle Viktor now. That sounds like it's a lot of work, Yuri observes. I don't know if I can do it, Yuri. I'm younger than you, and look at Victor. I could have another season. When you were my age, you were making your comeback. That is really weird to think about. Yuri shakes his head. I went to college early because I wanted to skate, and it made sense. I've loved my career, Yuri. I didn't think I'd ever want to do anything else. And now? I love it, but there's more I could do with skating. I just can't do it all by myself. But I don't know if anyone else will join me, and I don't want to leave. We'll all still be your friends, even if you retire. Look at Leo. He retired younger than you. And he's teaching and coaching. Peachy shakes his head. That's different. That's the expected track, right? You see him every year at competitions. He's still making a name for himself through his protégés. I know it's not the same, but he's still part of it all. Yuri hums, a sound so familiar Peachy has to smile. It means he knows there's more, something Peachy hasn't said yet, and he'll wait until Peachy figures it out. I just don't want everyone to forget me. That's not going to happen, Yuri says. With such conviction, Peachy is startled. He sounds almost angry. Peachy meets his eyes, but Yuri's expression is purely fond. No matter what you do, people will remember your programs from this year. They'll remember the first Thai skater to win the Grand Prix. They'll remember your Four Continents win. Do you know how many views your The King and the Skater routine has on YouTube? You have more than Yuri's free or his short program, and he won that year. But not more than your Cup of China free skate. Because Victor kissed me on camera, Peachy, that doesn't count. Spiders George is an outlier and should not have been counted. Sometimes I think you're speaking a different language. I guess I sometimes think that everyone's moving on without me. With you and Victor, I guess I just miss you. Which is stupid, because obviously I'm visiting you right now. It's not stupid, Peachy, Yuri says softly. I just love you a lot. Peachy's throat feels tight. He's probably going to start crying, which is usually Yuri's thing, not Peachy's. Not like in love, but... Non-romantic forever person? Yuri asks after a long pause. Peachy jerks a nod, breath whistling through his nose, but not actually tearing up yet. Oh, come here, Yuri says, and opens his arms. Victor slides a little sideways to land on Yuri's lap, but doesn't wake. Yuri chucks the couch cushion out of the way so Peachy can wiggle into the gap and hold Yuri tightly in a sideways hug. You heard the forever part of that? Peachy nods into Yuri's hair. No matter what you decide, you're definitely stuck with me. Okay. Just let me know your dates for opening night, and Victor and I will get front row seats. I still haven't been to Bangkok. We've got to fix that, right? Yeah. We're all worried about the future. Are you? Yuri laughs dryly. Do you want the rundown of everything that could go wrong between now and Worlds? Or before the next Grand Prix? Probably not. Nope. We could be here all night. And Victor disapproves of anxiety spirals. Peachy turns his head on Yuri's shoulder to look down at Victor. Me too, Peachy agrees. Makachin lopes over and licks Victor's face. Victor flails awake, then stares balefully at Yuri and Peachy, who cling to each other, giggling as he wipes dog spit off his nose. Peachy planned his visit for the week break before they all increase training for Worlds, so they don't have to go to the rink every day. Peachy enjoys practicing with Yuri and Victor and floods his Instagram with rink selfies and 20-second videos of Yuri and Victor goofing off pair skating. They're not quite the most likes he's ever had, but he gains a substantial number of new followers. They go together to the local farmer's market and the downtown shopping district. Peachy and Victor buy matching sunglasses. Yuri dutifully takes dressing room photos of the fashion show for everything they don't buy. They go out to eat, and Peachy insists on them recreating that iconic Lady and the Tramp scene, which Yuri blushes about and Victor enthusiastically gets into. They go to the zoo and tag Yurio in the photo of the three of them, joys of a selfie stick, in front of a very bored-looking tiger. Hashtag so fierce. Chris likes every photo Peachy posts and uploads his own pictures of Peachy's hamsters. Chris, covered in hamsters, is basically the best thing in the world. Peachy comments a string of hearts. Oh, Yuri! Peachy holds out his phone, turning to show Chris's new post to his friend. This is Chris's boyfriend. Very nice, Victor approves. Yuri cocks his head to the side. Yeah, I guess if you go for that sort of thing. Well, Chris clearly does. Victor looks to Peachy for confirmation. Peachy turns the phone back around, taking in the picture of Chris ostentatiously kissing another man on the cheek. Out to lunch with this handsome man, the caption says. Peachy's have fun, is the first comment. Chris has replied since Peachy turned around the phone. I will. And a single red heart. It makes Peachy's chest feel warm to read it, and he can't help smiling. Yuri knocks their shoulders lightly together. You planning to Skype him anytime this week? You don't have to spend all your time with us. Yeah, but I live with him, and I never get to see you. Peachy pockets his phone. I'm so honored. Peachy heaves a put-upon sigh and hooks his arm through Yuri's free one. How far to this cupcake place? He asks. See the green sign? Yuri points down the street. It's right under that. And we're splitting the cupcake three ways, Victor puts in. Slave driver, Yuri sighs, without any heat. Hey, Yuri, Victor asks. Have you talked to Peachy about our idea? Which idea? Yuri asks blankly, craning his neck up to look at Victor. Comprehension blushes across his cheeks. And we're finishing this conversation when we get home, Yuri declares, and starts walking faster, dragging both Peachy and a smiling Victor into the cupcake shop after him. Okay, we're back. I'm dying of curiosity, Peachy says, as soon as they're through the door. This time, Peachy takes the short L end of the couch, stretching out his legs. Yuri sits down next to him. It's just an idea, Yuri prevaricates, so please don't feel obligated. Yuri, Peachy sighs. Of course not. When Yuri's still cagey, Peachy looks to Victor. Yuri has been learning a rope, Victor proclaims proudly, and we thought it would be nice to have pictures, since it makes me look so pretty. Yuri buries his face in his hands. Yuri, that's awesome, Peachy says. Why are you embarrassed? We don't live together for 3 years and suddenly you're shy? I'm not that good at it yet, Yuri complains between his fingers. Peachy pauses, looking at Yuri carefully. Are you actually uncomfortable with the idea? No. Yuri's eyes are peeking through, but he's still covering his face. Are you worried I'll be uncomfortable? Maybe. Yuri, Peachy says, and Yuri drops his hands. How is this different from watching you at a club? Yuri shrugs one shoulder. He leans back into Victor, apparently taking some moral support from his smile before continuing. I guess it's just us, and you'd be taking pictures of Victor, maybe without me in the frame. That's a little more intimate, right? It just feels like it might be different. But you're interested. Or do you just want pictures of Victor? Yuri is bright red. More the latter. The pictures wouldn't really be a sex thing for me. But for me, they would, Victor puts in brightly. Yuri, I'm not bothered. You wouldn't feel like we were using you? Yuri asks uncertainly. Yuri, you're asking my consent about a hypothetical scenario, not strong-arming me into something. I can say no or yes if I want to. That's not using me. Would it help if I told you I'd done photo shoots like this before?
Yuri's eyes fly wide.
You have? I got paid for it.
Peachy grins.
I have a portfolio and everything. How do you think I got us those free pole dancing classes in the first place?
I thought you'd won them or something.
Nope. In trade for services rendered. And no, just because I'm your best friend does not make me obligated to take kinky naked pictures of your boyfriend, Yuri. If I decide to take naked pictures of your husband, it's because I want to. And because Victor wants to. And because you want me to.
Thanks, Yuri says, relaxing fully back against Victor. So, would you want to?
Definitely! Have you seen your husband? Talk about photogenic! This is going to be so much fun! Good thing I brought my better camera.
Peachy has been using it throughout the week. Mostly he's good with his cell phone. But Peachy is an artist who likes having his tools nearby. There are particularly some shots of red pandas from the zoo that he's going to have fun with once he gets back to his computer. And proper editing software.
So, are we doing this now?
Peachy asks eagerly. Yuri seems a bit taken aback by his enthusiasm. He looks to Victor. Do you want it to be now?
Maybe dinner first. Talk over the shot sequences. I have a lot of ideas.
Okay.
Over dinner, they decide on two general photoshoot themes, one for the evening and one for the next day. After dinner, Peachy takes an even more thorough stock of the condo. Though he'll have to do it again in daylight, when hopefully the lighting will be better. The lighting is fine for indoors, mostly lamplit, not a lot of ceiling light, warm and homey and completely frustrating.
If you told me ahead of time, I could have brought more equipment.
Peachy grouses.
You need equipment?
Yuri honestly still sounds a little lost.
I could have had my light meter. I could have at least thought to bring a collapsible reflector disc. Yuri, you should have told me.
Sorry, Yuri apologizes.
No, it's fine. I can make it work. Can we move some of the living room lamps into your bedroom?
They start off with the artsy shoot, which Peachy thinks is probably Yuri's unnecessary way of easing him into this. The amount Yuri keeps checking in with both of them is pretty adorable, and it means Peachy has an extra set of hands to run around moving lights, so that's also handy.
Like this? Yuri asks.
Yuri runs his fingers down Victor's leg, pressing a kiss into his hip. Victor's cock twitches between his legs. Yuri smiles up at him, and then steps away, backing out of frame but holding Victor's eyes.
Yes, perfect. Now, Victor, tilt your head up a little bit. There, good. Hold that.
Peachy doesn't know what Yuri was worried about. The rope pattern is one Peachy has seen before. Six knots marching down Victor's sternum and stomach, anchoring a pattern of diamonds. Peachy hadn't taken any photos of Yuri tying the knots. Yuri had asked not to be in the shots, but he'd imagined how he'd frame it. Yuri, solid focus. Victor holding perfectly still and inhaling on Yuri's command. To make sure the design would be pulled firmly secure, but comfortable to breathe in. The perfunctory way Yuri grazed Victor's cock, tying a knot just above it and another just below, while avoiding any more contact than the barest brush of the back of his hand, made Victor's head fall back, curses dropping from his lips. Eyes closed, Victor can't see Yuri's slight, pleased smile, but Peachy watches. He watches now through the camera lens, Yuri out of frame but never far, somehow present in the photo just from the way Victor holds himself, the marks of Yuri's hold on him, both invisible and the beautiful blue pattern across his skin.
Victor, bring your left knee up a little higher,
Peachy directs. The shift obscures Victor's cock from view, but delightfully displays the curve of his ass. Hips to the side, upper body turned to lay flat against the bed, the blue lines of rope curve with him,
drawing the eye up to the exposed and arched column of his throat.
Beautiful,
Yuri whispers reverently.
Perfect,
Peachy agrees, and snaps another photo. The contrast of Victor's pale skin and light hair against the black sheets make him seem to glow. Which, who has black sheets? But Peachy isn't complaining. Victor's eyes go half-lidded, and Peachy clicks off another picture.
Okay, next pose. Victor, on your knees, please. Facing away from me. Yuri?
Yuri's already stepped into frame to help Victor sit up. Peachy looks critically at the composition. Through the lens, Yuri's hands are tender on Victor, steadying and sure. Yuri presses a row of kisses across Victor's shoulder, and Peachy watches him shiver.
Can you change the forearm tie to bound wrists instead? It'll show off the back pattern better,
Peachy requests.
Sure, that all right with you, Victor?
Victor nods and waits while Yuri undoes the tie. Yuri's hands slide down Victor's arms slowly, bringing them flush, tight together at the wrist. He holds both of Victor's wrists together for a moment, letting Victor relax into the strength of his touch, before he starts binding. Peachy can hear Victor's contented sigh, watches Victor's fingers curl around Yuri's hand for a moment, before Yuri pulls his fingers away.
Lovely,
Peachy praises. After a close-up of Victor's hands, Peachy says, look back over your shoulder. Victor curves his neck, and Peachy sees the moment his eyes meet Yuri's. Peachy snaps the photo. It's probably going to be one of his favorites. A few more poses later, and Peachy figures they're just about done. Yuri is in frame again, hand soft in Victor's hair, praise falling from his lips to Victor's smile as he helps Victor reposition.
Yuri, Peachy says, I want to take a close-up. If you move just slightly to your left, only your hand will be in frame. May I take that photo?
Yes, Yuri says, shifting back slightly, eyes still locked with Victor's. Victor presses into his hands, gaze hot and smile adoring. Peachy takes a few shots. In the space between shutter clicks, Yuri's hand squeezes into a fist in Victor's hair, arching his neck back. Victor's mouth opens in a gasp, and Peachy mashes the shutter button. Peachy lowers the camera, and Yuri leans down to kiss Victor thoroughly.
Well, I think I'm done here. I figure you two can entertain yourselves if I just back out of the room?
Probably, Yuri agrees.
Good. Wouldn't want you to be bored. I'll be playing all your video games or possibly FaceTiming Chris in your living room if you need me. I don't think you'll need me.
Peachy flashes Yuri a thumbs up and gives his friend some privacy. These pictures are way better than the red pandas. Peachy can honestly say he has more fun with the second photo shoot, but that's mostly because the lighting is much better in the daytime. They've draped a sheet, white this time, over the couch, and it's a gorgeously sunny day outside. Yuri and Victor's condo is high enough, looking out over the city, that they're not worried about anyone looking in. So Victor is trussed up on the couch. All identifying items from their apartment have been moved out of frame, so it's just the white sheet, white walls, and Victor, sweating, achingly hard, and drooling over his gag. The pictures are fewer and further between. Yuri in the frame too much. But possibly they're better. Yuri builds the binding slowly, stepping away so that Peachy can capture the artistry of his creation, the way the layers build. First the harness, Victor sitting up on the couch, taking a deep, held breath. Yuri moves the ropes to his chest, before Yuri can even ask him to breathe in. The familiarity of the gesture speaks as much as the smooth movements of Yuri's fingers. Once Victor's harnessed, Yuri shoves him lightly, and Victor topples face first into the seat cushions. Victor turns his face to the side, toward Peachy, cheek smushed against the cushions. Peachy captures his delighted laugh,
Yuri's shadow falling across his bound arms. Yuri ties Victor's wrists with the second rope. When Yuri steps out of frame, Peachit snaps the photo, the line of the lead slicing bright red against the white backdrop, stretching from Victor to Yuri. Yuri adds a double column at Victor's ankles as well, pressing kisses across the soles of Victor's feet until Victor is jerking with whole body spasms of laughter. Peachit waits with the camera while Yuri reaches between Victor's legs, drawing the remaining rope from the wrist bind through before pulling slowly taut. Peachit takes a few pictures of Victor face down before Yuri steps back in. Yuri lifts Victor onto his side. Victor's cock springs flushed and ready, smacking against his thigh at the movement. "Ready?" Yuri asks, the gag in the palm of his hand. Victor nods. "Yes, Yuri." And Yuri kneels down to slip it carefully in place. "If you close your eyes, we'll stop and take the gag out. Can you keep your eyes open?" Victor nods, and Yuri wraps a rewarding hand around his cock. Each time Yuri steps away, the Victor in the photo grows increasingly more frustrated. Sweat runs rivulets down his chest, gathering against the red lines of the harness and tracing the outlines of Victor's abdominal muscles. Peachit is delighted. In the bright daylight, with help from a few lamps, the sweat gleams, perfect chiaroscuro to the shadows cast by the rigid tension of Victor's trembling muscles. It's a much more visceral image than the artful glow of the previous evening. "Do you want to come, Victor?" Yuri asks, and Victor nods frantically. His cock is leaking across his thigh, more streaks of slick light. His eyes are wide and pleading, though they must be stinging with the sweat he can't wipe off his brow. Yuri steps in close to kiss his forehead, licking the taste of sweat off his lips before sweeping a soft hand over Victor's skin. Victor sighs in relief, blinking before quickly opening and widening his eyes. Yuri is clearly hard in his pants, not for the camera, every inch of him trained on Victor. "Do you want to see what you do to me?" Yuri asks, and Victor nods. Yuri glances up at Peachit, and Peachit lowers the camera. Yuri's gaze falls hot back onto Victor's face as he takes himself out of his pants. Victor whimpers at the sight, Yuri lazily rolling his cock against his stomach. Victor's cock jerks, another strand of pre-cum dropping onto his thigh. Yuri gives himself only a few squeezes before stepping away again. Victor whines at the distance, and Peachit raises the camera and captures the yearning in his expression. Every inch of Victor is also reaching for Yuri. They dance like this until Victor is squirming and the waistband of Yuri's pants is stained dark. Victor closes his eyes firmly on a breathy exhale, and Peachit snaps a photo in the split second before Yuri's hand enters the frame to remove the gag. The string of supplications fall from Victor's lips like the gag had trapped them all, piled up against each other until the string of pleas becomes inseparable from the need on Victor's face and the heat in Yuri's eyes. "Just like this, while you're bound, with Peachit and the camera watching?" Yuri asks, and Victor's cock jumps. "Yes, yes, yes!" Yuri shifts to sit by Victor's legs, so Peachit can train the camera on Victor's face, his flushed shoulders and the corded line of his neck. Yuri's fist flies over Victor's shaft, the sharp, sweet expression of pleasure caught in triplicate with the split-second flashes of the shutter. Yuri's other hand works his own cock, gripping awkwardly but with desperate speed. Victor comes first, an open-mouthed sound Peachit is sure he'll be able to hear when he looks back at the picture. The same way laughter bubbles up from the photo of someone truly happy. Victor's orgasm tips Yuri over, muscles seizing and hips twitching as his own cum spurts across Victor's thighs. Yuri leans down to kiss Victor sweetly. "I'm going to turn you over and take this off, all right?" Yuri says,
and Victor nods. Pijit watches Yuri's slow, methodical process of untying Victor. His hands linger with each loop, reacquainting themselves with the muscles beneath, like perhaps in the unbinding, Victor is somehow made new, and Yuri wants to greet every part of him. It's hypnotically soothing to watch, and Pijit finds himself echoing the settling rhythm of Victor's breathing, aware of himself coming down. Pijit, Yuri beckons, drawing him over as he helps Victor sit up to untie the harness. Pijit sits on Victor's far side, and Victor smiles joyously at him. Thank you so much. You're welcome, is all Pijit can think of to say. That was wonderful, Pijit, Yuri says. He pauses in his own tying of the harness to squeeze a warm hand on Pichit's shoulder. I really want to give you a hug, but you're going to have to wait a second, Yuri says, tone distracted as he works out the last knot. The rope slides free and Yuri tosses it across the couch, coming around in front of both Pichit and Victor so he can wrap his arms around both of them. It's completely awkward, but also perfect. Pijit breathes in. Victor's fingers tangle with his where their hands overlap against the couch cushions. Thank you, Yuri says to both of them. After another few moments, they reshuffle themselves on the couch. Yuri rescues the throw blanket from where it was hidden behind the couch, and it barely covers the three of them. They stick Victor in the middle, since he's the naked one. The skin of Victor's shoulder is remarkably smooth and soft. Victor curls his arm around Pichit's shoulders. Pichit doesn't feel sleepy, but he closes his eyes. Searching fingers poke his arm, and he realizes Yuri is groping across Victor's stomach for his hand. Pichit curls his fingers around Yuri's own, and lets himself be tugged just a little bit closer. Pijit doesn't review the photos. They'll be a treat for when he gets home and has time to edit them. If he looks at them now, he'll just want to start on the project, and Pijit wants to be present with Yuri and Victor for the rest of his vacation. Honestly, Pijit isn't going to be able to pick a favorite. But then again, he doesn't have to. It's Yuri's job to decide which ones he'll want to have Pijit print for him to mount on the wall. Pijit fully expects the blank spot in the far corner of Yuri and Victor's bedroom, the one that's obscured whenever the door is open, to be filled when he comes to visit next. The rest of Pijit's vacation proceeds much like the first half, though Victor seems less picky about being fully dressed in his own home now that Pijit's taken pictures of him naked. It's kind of nice, actually, sharing Yuri and Victor's space like he shared his dorm room with Yuri in college. Comfortable, unapologetic, honest. They go to the dog park with Makachin and watch a predictable action movie in a theater where Pijit winds up signing two autographs waiting in line to get popcorn. The three of them wind up FaceTiming Chris together, and Pijit hatches a plan for a shared vacation somewhere tropical come the off-season. Pijit hasn't encountered any grand inspiration, no signs from on high pointing him in the specific direction of his future. But by the time Yuri drops him off at the departures terminal, he's feeling more ready to take it on. Whatever it is, he's not doing it alone. And if all else fails, he can always fall back on photography. Some people do that for a living. Pijit would rather be ice skating, but it's not bad to have alternatives. There are a lot of things Pijit loves in his life. It's good to be reminded of all of them when he starts getting bogged down in the details. Next time, we're not waiting 3 years before I actually get my Yuri time. Agreed. And I really do want to visit Bangkok. Fiji first, or Hawaii. Vacation, Yuri. Yuri laughs. I don't need to be somewhere special, Pijit, as long as you are there too. He comes in for a hug, arms tight around the back of Pijit's neck. I missed you too, Yuri says before he draws back. But I'm not going to make you miss your flight by testing who can say goodbye longer. Till next time, then. See you at Worlds, Yuri agrees. Yuri stands at the edge of the retractable line demarcation, waving every time Peachy looks back, until Peachy is through the body scanners and out of security.